British food safety regulators ask, where's the beef?
Balance your life with dollar signs. Tune into Marketplace Money this weekend for a look at the issues affecting your wallet. Whether it's investing, renting an apartment, or sending your kid off to college, we'll help you navigate.
From APM in New York, good morning. I'm Jeremy Hobson with the Global Perspective on Business and Economics. The British government has ordered the country's food industry to test all processed beef products for horse meat. Over the last few weeks, the UK's biggest food manufacturers have been finding horse meat in their products, prompting a recall of hundreds of thousands of items from supermarkets. Marketplace's Stephen Beard reports from London.
The Finder's food company discovered that some of its beef lasagnas were in fact 100% horse meat. The meals were manufactured in France, where horses are widely eaten as a cheaper alternative to beef. Last month, frozen beef burgers were also removed from many supermarket shelves in Britain after horse DNA was detected. Alistair Driver is with Farmers Guardian magazine. He says the scandal has lifted the lid on the whole business of cheap food.
Seems to be the trading of ingredients across the continent from one trader to another, from a manufacturer to a trader. That's all about just cutting costs and trading these cheap products.
And it would seem cutting corners. Ironically, horse meat is considered healthier than beef as it's leaner. But some safety concerns are emerging. Samples of the lasagna are being tested for bute, a painkiller given to horses which is harmful to humans. There's no evidence that the US food chain has been affected. In London, I'm Stephen Beard for Marketplace.
Well, the Northeast is hunkering down for a winter storm of historic proportions. Many are bracing for the worst, but some might benefit, as Marketplace's Stacey Vanek Smith reports.
That bad storm is good news for some businesses, says Evan Gold. He's with Planalytics, which studies the economic impact of weather.
This is great news for the Weather Channel.
Gold says the Weather Channel is basically reality TV, and big storms like these are the products it sells. This year, the channel is branding blizzards.
The Weather Channel started to name the storms.
Meet Nemo. That's what the Weather Channel is calling this one. Gold says the bigger the storm, the bigger the audience, and the ad revenue.
They are definitely about trying to help people understand and manage the impact of weather, but they are a media company first. They are in business to make money.
The Weather Channel didn't respond to requests for comment, but during Hurricane Sandy, it got more primetime viewers than any cable news show. In New York, I'm Stacey Vanek Smith for Marketplace.
And let's do the numbers. Stocks are higher in global trading this morning, up 0.2% in Singapore, up 0.5% right now in London. On Wall Street yesterday, the Dow lost 42 points to close at 13,944.
Marketplace covers the world of economics. Are you ready for some Freakonomics? We're partnering with the team that writes about the hidden side of everything for a regular Marketplace Freakonomics story, podcast, and more. Just go to FreakonomicsRadio.com.
For many years, Barton Arter has been a good friend to us here at Marketplace. As a banking analyst with a company called Celent, he's helped us explain what's going on with the financial industry. But at the age of 51, he just left his job only 2 years after being diagnosed with Parkinson's disease. Barton Arter joins us now from San Jose, California. Hi, Bart.
Hello. How are you?
Doing well. So how are you? I mean, tell us about the decision that you've just made.
Well, I was diagnosed with Parkinson's in December of 2010. And continued to work, but notified my employer that I would not be able to work forever in the role I held. We developed a succession plan, and I stepped down when both we had a successor in place, and I felt I really couldn't continue to do the job that I was doing at the level it needed doing.
It was just physically not possible to do it, or was it that you were distracted, that the emotions, that all the things you had to deal with were taking your mind away from your job?
No, there were physical issues. Parkinson's, one of the major symptoms of Parkinson's is tremors.
Right.
And I'd get tremors in my left hand, which makes it difficult to type. And in today's modern world, given that I'm a researcher and we produce research papers for a living, typing is also very important. The company made accommodations by providing me with speech recognition software, but it's still not quite there yet and made it very difficult to keep up.
What are some of the things that you've had to deal with financially ever since you made this decision? I mean, where are you going to get income? How do you deal with insurance companies?
Well, we have private disability insurance, which provides me with 100% of my income for 3 months, 80% for the next 3 months, and then 40% from that point forward. And that's going to be enough for me to live on.
What's been the hardest part of all this for you over the last couple of weeks?
So far, it hasn't been that hard because, quite frankly, I've been very busy. I'm very good at compartmentalizing. So far, I'm on full salary. So things haven't hit financially yet. And I think the scariest thing is actually contemplating the fears of inflation.
Hmm.
Because this kicks in till I'm 65, and it's a fixed amount. So if we experience great inflation in the U.S., that's going to hit me pretty hard.
Only a banking analyst would think of something like that.
I was well trained by my business school.
Well, Bart Narder, best of luck to you. Thanks so much for talking with us.
Great. Thank you very much, Jeremy.
And finally, to Winter Storm Nemo. Yesterday on the show, I made a connection between the storm and that other Nemo, the fish from the Disney movie Finding Nemo. Unfortunately, I misremembered and picked the wrong fish. Allison Adams of Gray, Maine was one of the people who corrected me.
Well, it isn't Nemo who's trying to get to P. Sherman 42 Wallaby Way, Sydney. It's his father, Marlin. And another thing, the name Nemo wasn't made famous by the Pixar film. Hasn't anyone ever heard of 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea?
Fair enough. And also, I guess I should refresh my memory with a copy of Finding Nemo when I get snowed in this weekend. In New York, I'm Jeremy Hobson. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. This is APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.